Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, April 21st. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Fundraising for U.S. House campaigns is kicking into gear, with candidates making significant self-loans. Campaign finance reports show Casper entrepreneur Reed Reisner leading the way with more than $1.2 million raised thus far. About 95% of that was loaned from Reisner himself. Current Secretary of State Chuck Gray follows with $900,000, with the bulk of that also coming from himself. And Moran rancher Frank Chapman clocks in with nearly $600,000 raised, mostly coming from himself. Wyoming's primary election is on August 18th. The Interior Department is planning to release a massive amount of water into the Colorado River from a reservoir in Wyoming in order to prevent a potential power and water crisis. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, historic drought conditions are fueling that federal decision.
The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is forecasted to drop as much as 35 feet over the next year as water is sent downstream to save Lake Powell. Lots of water that would usually keep going to Nevada would be held back in Powell. The plan aims to stop the reservoir from getting too low to produce electricity for millions of people in the West. Some forecasts predicted that could happen by August if action isn't taken. Meanwhile, the Interior Department is warning some recreation activities in the Colorado River Basin will be spoiled by its plans. Boating season could end sooner in some states. Rafting and fishing in the Grand Canyon could be impacted too. A final decision on the Fed's water plans is expected this week. I'm Scott Franz.
A first-of-its-kind facility to test nuclear microreactors is ready for business. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more on the Dome at Idaho National Lab.
There's no place like Dome. That was the subject line of a Department of Energy email blast in early April. It was announcing the completion of a 100-foot metal and cement dome located in the eastern Idaho High Desert.
It's a permanent test bed where we can bring in different reactors sequentially.
Brad Tomer out of Idaho National Lab says it's expensive and takes a lot of time for private companies to build their own test beds. The goal of the dome is to take that factor out of the equation. California-based Radiant Nuclear will test a portable microreactor, which it says could replace diesel generators in remote villages or provide backup power at hospitals or data centers. It's one of several companies trying to start testing their reactors by July 4th, a deadline from the Trump administration. It's fast-tracking licensing to usher in what it hopes will be a nuclear renaissance. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The State Health Department is moving a financial support program for women, infants, and children online. Wyoming News Now's Valeria Fugate spoke to the department's Monique McBride.
The Women, Infants, and Children's, or WIC, program has launched a new secure online portal. Families can apply for the program, check and reschedule appointments, send messages to WIC staff, and upload documents needed to determine eligibility.
We do have a easier-to-use online portal, and that's all available from their house or anywhere where they can access the internet.
Wyoming families receive nutritious foods, education, breastfeeding support, and health and social services referrals through the WIC program. WIC primarily focuses on helping pregnant women, new moms, infants, and children up to the age of 5.
Wyoming News Now's Valeria Fugate reporting. The head of the U.S. Forest Service is defending a sweeping plan to restructure the agency. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, concerns remain.
Chief Tom Schultz testified in front of a congressional subcommittee about next year's budget, but he spent a good portion of the time answering questions about the big reorganization his agency announced last month. Schultz says the goal is not to push staff out, but to be prudent with taxpayer dollars.
One of our facilities has no people in it, the plumbing doesn't work, and people saw it on a list, and oh my gosh, the facility's going to close, yet there's no employees even in that facility.
Schultz says about 500 Forest Service staff, about 1.5% of the workforce, would have to relocate under the plan, which will move the Washington headquarters to Salt Lake City. Some lawmakers said they didn't have enough information about the plan, including closures of research facilities and regional offices. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Wyoming residents now have an online tool for finding free naloxone in their communities called the Community Naloxone Resource Map. The Wyoming Department of Health created the online tool, which people can use to find the potentially life-saving drug at no cost. The drug can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. It's given through the nose and helps a person breathe normally if their breathing has slowed or stopped because of an overdose. Health officials say having naloxone on hand can prevent an opioid overdose death and is a tool everyone should have in their first aid kit. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Casper Kids have returned from showing their skills at Music City. Oil City News reports the Casper Children's Chorale joined choirs from across the country at the World Strides Nashville Heritage Festival. They also visited local museums and the Grand Ole Opry. A Sheridan man just competed in a very special race. The Sheridan Press reports 76-year-old Dell Aker participated in his 100th marathon and 25th consecutive Boston Marathon. Because of that, he no longer has to qualify for Boston as long as he keeps coming. He hopes to eventually be honored at the end of the race as the oldest finisher. A Gillette company helped bring humans back to the moon. Wyoming News Now reports NASA called on L&H Industrials to help build the flame deflector system for the Artemis II launch. The system helps protect the launch pad as the rocket takes off. The company also previously upgraded the vehicle that has carried every crewed rocket since the U.S. space program began to carry more weight. And according to winds.io, Yellowstone National Park is the fifth best national park to visit in the springtime. Grand Teton came in ninth. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Where and when is Wyoming's largest powwow held? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, which 1990 Tom Selleck Western was partly filmed in Cody? Just one very brief shot of Quigley Down Under took place in Cody. The vast majority of the film was made in Australia, hence the name Down Under. Congratulations to Charlene Johnson, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.